Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning and welcome, God-fearing, liberty-loving Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where yes. The truth of God is black and white.
Yes, and we thank Him for that.
That's right. And this is the era that, well, this is the era of many things, we'll put it that way.
Yeah.
But we certainly want to make sure that we are on the right side of things.
Yeah.
And I think that the word of the day throughout the past 4 years of our shows has clearly shown that there's no qualms with God about what side He is on according to what happens in Israel.
Oh, no question about it. And in fact, where He's at on a lot of the issues, you know, you could take biblical principles and apply them to people who are trying to understand, where do we stand on these different issues? You know, what side should a Christian take? You know, should we adopt this, whatever they're pushing? Should we be behind Ukraine or whatever? But, you know, you go to, for example, thou shalt not covet.
Right.
Yesterday, Venezuela voted. The people get to vote on whether or not to invade Guyana.
Wow.
To take 60% of their land where it's like, mega oil rich region they've
right.
discovered.
Right.
And so now they're like, well, it's ours. Of course, they've been disputing that, you know, for a long time, but it's pretty much settled. It belongs to Guyana. But Venezuela, under socialism and communism, they're hurting financially. So, you know, we're going to find out real soon how that referendum went. And, you know, yesterday, I think it was Venezuela, they were flying aircraft in formation, spelling the word, well, yes, in Spanish, C-S-I, in formation, flying over. I mean, so the military's behind it. They're itching at the opportunity
right.
to invade another country.
Right.
Which China is invested in.
Yes.
Venezuela. United States and the UK are backing Guyana. So this is a whole nother situation we're watching pretty closely, you know, but, you know, man, which side do you support?
Well, you know that alone is such a stunning development because, you know, if I have to give credit to our enemy of China, I will do so in the case that this Belt and Roads Initiative plan that they had was brilliant in the fact that they loaned money to all of these nations that were either resource rich or military rich,
right?
You know, because if you think about it, if you want to be the dominator of the whole world, what a brilliant idea to suddenly say, you know what, we don't need all the military and all the weapons. We will just take over all the countries and use their militaries and their weapons,
right? And we'll own them economically.
Yeah,
we'll invest.
Yes, and we will.
Yes.
We will advise them on how to go about doing whatever we want
right.
them to do. And so fascinating that they get behind Hamas. Well, what a surprise, because Israel is now found to be ultra wealthy in resources suddenly. And they are, you know, China suddenly pops up in South Africa because, oh my gosh, they found out they are wealthy beyond, I mean, ridiculous measures in South Africa. South Africa is gloriously rich, and they are just now finding out about all
gold,
this
gold, diamonds, lithium, bauxite. I mean, it just goes on and on.
Yeah, yep. And so I have to hand it to the Chinese. What a brilliant strategy! You don't even have to move your military anywhere. You just take over the nation next to it and use their military and go in and like Guyana.
Yeah.
Go in and conquer them, and you know, once China's done with Venezuela, they'll kill them all or whatever, and then they've got everything.
They'll just be part of their minions as their tentacles spread out here. But you know, in the end times, there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Nations will rise up against nation, and so we're seeing The Israel-Hamas thing is kind of a bit, who didn't see that coming, right? But a lot of these other conflicts that we're seeing around the world are very, very interesting to watch, like Azerbaijan and Armenia.
Armenia, yeah.
Or, you know, now in Croatia, things are, you know, Bosnia, things are kicking off again.
Right.
So,
well,
yeah, a lot of rumbling.
Even here in Spain, in Faraz, Spain, the police have arrested several people yesterday who were demonstrating against the illegally installed government and Pedro Sanchez's amnesty deal. And you just see this huge anti-government protest. And, you know, it basically it's the same thing as here in America. It's not an anti-government protest. It's an anti-coup protest is what that is. Anytime you have an installed government.
Right.
That is called a coup.
Yeah, they didn't have elections. They had selections.
Yes, selections.
And who was arrested? The far right extremists.
The extremist anti-government people. Yeah. You know, the anti-coup people is the synonym for that. And so, you know, it's just strange to watch all of that happening at the same time everybody is suddenly like got gold fever and resource fever and flipping out, trying to race to these nations that have all of these resources that nobody knew about for the longest time. And now all of a sudden everybody knows, and it's like a free for all out there. And well, what's interesting in regards to Israel and Hamas is what the French president Schlepp, Macron had to say. He said he warns that the total destruction of Hamas could take 10 years of war and has called on Israel to clarify its objective. He said the correct response against a terrorist group is not to eliminate an entire territory or bomb all civilian capabilities. We recognize Israel's right to defend itself, but within the framework of international law and respect for humanitarian law, he highlighted. But I have to just say, you know, I beg your pardon, Macron. Israel doesn't answer to France.
And they have very clearly defined their goals.
Right.
You know, they keep saying, well, they don't have a clearly defined objective. Oh, yes, they do.
Very clear.
It is to annihilate Hamas and ensure they will never rise again to be able to do what they did on October 7th.
It's very simple.
That's pretty clear.
Yep.
And if it takes 10 years, then fine. It's not going to take 10 years.
It will not take the IDF 10 years. They're almost done right now.
Well, with phase one, I mean, this could take 10 years, but Hezbollah's next. At some point, they're going to have to deal with Iran.
That's right.
Syria.
Well, it's just so embrazened that Macron thinks that Israel has to answer to France.
Right.
Who do they think they are?
Yeah, thanks for your opinion. Go away.
Yeah, now, shoo, scram, you facilitator of the Muslim invasion in your own nation.
Yeah, I was just going to say, he's responsible for his own nation falling to Islam, and his people can't stand it. The patriots in France, they're about fed up to hear with it as well. So
I feel sorry for the people in France. I mean, France is a lovely, lovely country.
Yeah.
And to have some kind of a schlep that just allows the Muslims in to destroy everything that their history has built that nation to be.
Well, you could say that about England. You could say that about the Netherlands,
Germany. Yeah, it's true.
They've really, the citizens... It's just like America. People are looking at the United States saying, what happened to Americans? Well, they are not us.
Right.
Those people in Washington, D.C. are not us.
And that's the same communist coup.
It's the same around the world. The citizens are having their countries taken over by globalists and taken for a ride.
Yep.
And so far, they've been able to get away with it.
That's right. Well, and it's because people keep having this ridiculous hope that the next election, which is just going to be a selection, that the next selection will let Trump back in. They will not let Trump back in. And this selection will never be a Trump selection. In order to have a legitimate, honest election, we have got to get the electronic voting machines banned. Otherwise, there is no hope. Absolutely no hope. They push a button and 10 million votes disappear.
Exactly.
So, you know, we've
got to get rid of those electronic voting machines.
Yep, exactly. Absolutely. There is no election without it.
That's right. Only a selection.
Yep.
Okay, well, let's get to the word of the day on this fine monochromatic Monday. Looking forward to that. That's
me too. Me too. This is cool. We ran across this Psalm 63 because I did a random turning on Saturday for the word of the day, and right on the opposite page of the random turning was this other psalm that I thought, well, that's more appropriate for the entire listening audience for Monday. And so this, the word of the day for monochromatic Monday comes to us from Psalm 63 that reads under the title, Joy in the Fellowship of God.
All right.
God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. In a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him shall glory, but the mouth of those who speak lies shall be stopped. And that's it.
Nice.
And what's great about this is the word wealth picked out the word from this Psalm 63, the word praise, which the Hebrew word for praise is shavak, which means to commend, praise, to adore, to glory in something, to still, quiet, or pacify someone. Shabak goes in two directions, praising and calming. The verb occurs 11 times in the Old Testament, 8 of these having to do with speaking words of praise. The other 3 references speak either about calming the tumultuous seas or about hushing up things within one's heart. There appears to be a connection between praising with words and soothing with words, as any aggrieved individual offered words of honor can testify. It says here that praise releases blessings and satisfaction. This classic passage teaches how expressed praise releases the blessings of praise. Notice this is not a silent prayer when it says, "My mouth shall praise you with joyful lips." That is a spoken word of praise.
Yeah.
And look at the fruit. The fruit is listed as 1, O God, you are my God, which is affirming relationship. 2, early I will seek you, which means clearly prioritizing what you're placing first in your day.
Okay.
And 3, my soul thirsts. My flesh longs for you, which points to a deep intensity of a relationship. And 4, I have looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and glory, which indicates the desire for corporate involvement. And 5, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you, which signifies appropriate gratitude spoken out loud. And 6, the result is my soul, which is the real self, shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, which indicates personal needs are met. And so that, I think that's a really nice breakdown of what all of the praising indicates. But I think the part that I found most interesting was that praise is, like adoration, but also a way to calm something down. And so, like it described in the beginning, praising or calming.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that certainly applies. And I think that could apply to many of us, the different places that we are, you know, in our lives. You know, this was written when David was in the wilderness.
Right.
I think when he was being pursued, and I can't remember if it was by the Philistines or if it was by Saul, but yeah, he was feeling pretty cut off.
Right. Well, and the fact that he's still, even though he's right in the midst of being pursued in the wilderness of Judah, it says he still prioritizes first things first.
Seeking God.
Early I will seek you. Like, you know, before he even gets up, he will seek him. And that is exactly like Jesus' statement of seek ye first the kingdom and all things will be added unto you.
Right.
And so very first thing, that's a really good habit to get yourself into first thing in the morning, is maybe before you even get out of bed, start your prayer with seeking the Lord and with asking for repentance for anything you might have done to offend the Lord the day before, and seeking to have him wash you clean for the day. And then you approach his throne with thanksgiving and praise.
Yes.
And then you can go about your prayers and asking for, you know, whom you want him to bless or to help, and then whatever prayers you might have for yourself, preferably always last, you know, that, right, that you think about others and you put others first in your prayers. So it's especially when that verse in the Bible describes enter the gates with thanksgiving and praise. So first,
yes,
get yourself washed clean in repentance. You're seeking his forgiveness, and it says each morning his mercies are renewed.
Thanks.
So
the Lord.
Take advantage of that.
Yes.
Take full advantage of that. Get your priorities straight. Seek him first, and then do all your praying. You approach him with thanksgiving. Thank him for everything you can think of that you're thankful for, and then spend some time praising him.
Absolutely.
And then go about your prayers, and then ask him to set his Holy Spirit upon you for the day and direct your footsteps, direct your words, and ask that he allow you to be a blessing to everyone you come in contact that day.
Amen to that. That's a good one. So this was Psalm 63.
Psalm 63, the whole thing, verses 1 through 11. Another short one.
Yeah, easy one to read and digest today. So, all right, well, thank you for that.
Praise God.
Indeed. All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break. Segment one brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And we'll be back with segment two of the Morning Commute right after this. That's why I'm giving all the glory to God.
White supremacy, as I did my inaugural address, to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy. And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. White supremacy is terrorism.
Have you lost your mind?
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Our first full week of December 2023. Amazing how fast time is flying. Hey, Patriots, those of you who have stepped forward to help keep us on the air, we are listener supported. We just want to say thank you very much, and we're very grateful. If you guys have not joined the other Patriots and helping us out, then we invite you to do that. And any amount, anything that won't set you back, but that you could give $5 or $10 a month, $20 or $50 a month. Anything that would help us out would be greatly appreciated and very blessed by that. And we're very thankful for you guys who do. So thank you. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the donate tab there to find out how to support us.
Right. And there was also, we wanted to bring this up one more time because we ran across it again recently. There was one listener from Rhode Island a while back that sent us the coolest donation. I mean, we were doing our usual asking for $5 or $10 a month or whatever. Well, what he wanted to contribute was so amazing. He sent us a silver coin, and then he also sent us a John Wick coin. That was so cool. And he said, well, the silver coin, well, because the value of that silver by the time you get it will probably go up.
Right.
And he said, and the John Wick coin, just because it's cool. So, you know, that was awesome. That was just great. What an unusual surprise.
Yeah, very unusual and just very unique. And that was cool. So,
yep.
Thank you. Yeah, every now and then we get something, you know, a gift card or something that's, you know, this very kind of just...
A surprise.
Yeah, a surprise. It's just unusual and it's just really neat. So, yep. Thanks for that.
Heartwarming.
Yeah, we've gotten a couple. Oh, we got a coin with Gaddafi.
Gaddafi coin.
Gaddafi coin and the blue book or
the green
book.
Yes. Yeah. That he wrote. And that was an outstanding present. That just was mind blowing.
Yeah. Very unique. That was an interesting discovery that we made on that whole thing surrounding Gaddafi was just like, wow.
Astounding.
The history that's buried, you know, that doesn't get discussed. But anyway, thank you guys for those of you who are supporting us.
Yep, absolutely.
Now, we've got, there was this very interesting debate, governors, red state versus blue state last week.
Oh my gosh.
With Governor DeSantis of Florida, the red state, the free and prosperous state. And then there's the blue state headed as fast as they can toward full-blown communism, and we can see the deterioration of their cities and their crime and their economy and everything else.
Right.
As fast as you can send a state off a cliff. They did this very interesting debate. So, you know, we've always really liked DeSantis. We're like, go DeSantis 2028 for president. You know, go for it.
Yep.
But anyway, Lady Liberty pulled up a couple of clips from that debate.
Well, yeah, because we found that it was quite difficult to find the full debate. Yeah. It was a 90-minute debate put on by Fox with Sean Hannity. And, you know, I have to say that they don't want that thing out at all. They only want Newsom's clips, and they want to be able to edit and cut and chop and make sure that DeSantis didn't get too much truth out there all in one whack.
Right.
I mean, that's when you know that everything is a fake.
Well, mostly what you find is short little 3-minute clips that are commentary.
Yeah.
Right. The reactions, and they're all the leftists, you know, their take on it.
When nobody wants to listen to them, nobody ever looks for their commentary so that they can doctor and spin.
No,
you know,
right.
they want to hear what the people said. And Fox, you know, of course, the controlling media doesn't want anybody to hear the truth and actual truth statements being shared. And so we purposely pulled up some of Ron DeSantis's great statements. We've got a couple of them here for you right now if you want to listen.
This is a map of San Francisco. There's a lot of plots on that. You may be asking, what is that plotting? Well, this is an app where they plot the human feces that are found on the streets of San Francisco. And you see how almost the whole thing is covered, because that is what has happened in one of the previous greatest cities this country's ever had. Human feces is now a fact of life, except when a communist dictator comes to town. Then they cleaned up the streets. They lined the streets with Chinese flags. They didn't put American flags there. They cleaned everything up. So they're willing to do it for a communist dictator, but they're not willing to do it for their own
people.
You can hear DeSantis, you can hear Gavin Newsom in the background. He has nothing to say to this. I mean, he's getting shredded for running the state into the ground and destroying it. And all he can do is have this ridiculous grin.
And he's laughing.
And
like, oh, what a joke. But it was so great because DeSantis just leveled him. He said everything that you and I have been saying about this. And so it was just great to hear him say it.
The whole country, the whole world can see what's going on. And somebody actually got to say it to his face.
Yep, he belted it out.
Yeah, he couldn't run away. He couldn't run into the building. Couldn't jump in his car with a security detail. He was stuck there to deal with it with millions of people seeing it. And here's the second one.
Well, first, in Florida, we banned China from buying land in our state because you're right. You don't want them buying farmland or land near military bases. So we acted. We also got the Confucius Institutes out of our universities. China should not be involved in our universities at all. What you need to do is you need to have hard power in the Indo-Pacific to deter China's ambitions. You need to take the economy. We need to decouple from China. We're dependent on them for so many things. And then finally, we need to get serious about their influence in this country. They shouldn't be able to buy farmland anywhere. I can tell you this. I would not go to China and grovel in front of Xi like Gavin Newsom did. He says China's a partner on climate change. China's adding 2 new coal plants every year. China's laughing at us with what they're doing. So yes, they're the number one threat we face, and we need to take it seriously, and Joe Biden is not doing that.
It's just another set of great points that he made that I'm so glad he brought up. And we talked about that when Nuisance went over to China and groveling and tell you are our climate hoax partners.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, yeah, right.
They're like, we know you don't believe that, so stop groveling in front of us. But I'm so glad to hear him describe that they already banned Chinese land purchases in Florida. Brilliant.
Yes.
That is what every single state in the United States should have done long ago.
Yeah, well, they need to deal with that at the federal level. The federal, of course, we can't count on them to do anything for us but sell us out. But that should be a federal law. Should not, no foreign purchases, especially communist countries. But, well, we're out of time. You guys, you just have a blessed day out there. Be safe. All that new snow. Drive safe. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.